Jeff Catlin speaking.
Cat.
Hey, Grego, what's up?
Hey, man, listen. I hate to do this to you. You know, I would never do this to you if it wasn't big time. I can't make it in the show today.
Why not? Are you sick? Are you okay?
Man, I tell you what.
Are you sick?
Well, it's not a matter of sick, man. Cat, get off the sick, man.
What's it a matter of? Are you okay?
I can't make it in. I can't make it in.
Greg, you okay?
Well, I mean, Cat, I mean, you tell people long enough that horse crap is peanut butter, they're going to eat it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Cat?
No, I don't. Are you sick?
Oh, boy. Listen, you're not listening to me. I can't make it in today, and it's not sick, man. It's not a question of being sick. I mean, I could be sick or I couldn't be sick. I mean, I just can't let the door hit me where the good Lord split me.
What? Have you talked to Reiner?
Unbelievable.
Have you talked to Reiner?
Don't tell Rines. Don't tell Rines I'm not coming in today.
Well, what do you mean, don't tell Rines?
Tell Rines, Cat. Listen to me, man.
Grego, he's your partner.
Just please don't tell him.
All right, fine. Have you talked to Bruce Gilbert? I mean, you need to call your boss and let him know you're not coming.
Oh, boy, don't bring Bruce into this. Don't let Bruce into it.
What do you mean don't bring him into it?
I just don't want him to find out. I'll call him. I tell you what, I'll call
him. Okay, fine. Well, someone needs to let him know. I mean, he's the program director.
I can't come in.
Is everything okay?
I can't come in, Cat.
Well, why not?
The puppy faces have a deck of cards that can't make me fly like they used to.
Are you feeling okay?
They just can't make me fly in the poppy seeds with the pretty butter.
Do you need me to come and check on you, Grego? Are you okay?
Cat, don't come out here.
What do you mean?
Don't come out.
Well, I
want
to come and check on you.
Just don't come out to my house, man.
Well,
I'm telling you.
What?
It's all the zebras with the roofing tiles.
What?
Cat?
Are you taking too much vigor fit? Are you feeling all right?
Cat, listen, call Goldie and tell her to call me immediately. I'm having problems,
all right,
Cat.
I'll call Goldie and you call Bruce and Rines.
Cat, there's a big tennis shoe in my cheek. It's up under the skin, Cat.
Grego.
Cat.
Are you going to be able to make it in tomorrow?
I love you, Cat. I love you.
Hello? Grego. Grego.
I eat boogers.
The hotline.
3:21 is the time.
The
21 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I eat boogers.
And I'd be Kevin Scott.
Kevin, good to meet you.
Well, good to be with you.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Wednesday, and I guess by now everybody has figured it out. Another day, sans the hammer, is before us. At least his physical presence is not here, but as we mentioned yesterday, even when there's no hammer, he's here.
All right, get on with it. Where is he?
He's sick. I talked to him today. He's very sick.
Get off the sick.
Well, I can't.
What's the matter with him?
He's got
the flu?
I eat boogers.
He can't keep anything down, he says.
Oh, stomach?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what is he eating that he can't keep down?
I eat boogers.
He's sick.
If
you
can't keep anything down, does that mean that...
Get off the sick.
Go ahead, Mike.
That these nocturnal emissions that happen sometimes...
What are you talking about?
Well, these nocturnal emissions that take place sometimes at night.
Powerful ones? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Such as that. How's that impacted by this?
I think you have to be careful with that. Even though you have no control over it.
Right.
Good point.
Well, while going through email today, I came across a review of the past 2 days here on the presentation, which I would like to share with everyone.
Oh, great. I can't wait to hear this.
Uh-oh.
This came from Matthew in crazy-ass Fort Worth. Dear Rhines.
That would be you.
K-Scott has been your co-host the past 2 days. I was wondering who that was. And I can take no more of it. I hate to sound mean, but K-Spot is a sports credent in waiting.
Who's K-Spot?
And
K-Scott.
Sports what?
A sports credent spelled C-R-E-E-D-A-N-D-T.
Credent?
So now we've got a sports credent and a sports credent?
I guess so.
Okay.
Waiting to unleash his sports credency upon the Metroplex at the right moment. When I hear any of the throw-up, fill-in for Norm or bad radio, I turn down all the way. They seem to have an opinion on any and everything, and they spew out this, what seems to me lackluster and bland and not very convincing stand on whatever the hell they're talking about. And know this, mind you, I've been a good, strong P1 for 6 years, but I can't stand either half of the throw-up. I'm sure, spelled S-H-U-R-E, K-Scott is nervous and is just trying to do a good job, fit in, and wanting to be liked by the P1s, but I'm sorry, buddy. He ain't got what it takes. And by the way, you need to push him around a little bit, let him know who's boss. He talks too much and takes up too much airtime from Cobra and Danny. Finally, my last convincing thing here. He may not try to talk in radio man voice, but his tone of voice is for sure S-H-U-R-E, once again, in all hell in radio man speak. And anytime there is a song on, he will over-sing, sing, sing, just so everyone knows that he knows how the song goes.
True.
He has True. To be one of those people that if he knows how to play the guitar, he will not hesitate to play that son of a bitch at a party and try to impress everyone.
That is true.
And
ukulele,
man,
too.
I cannot stand that. I could be wrong. Let me know. Matthew in crazy-ass Fort Worth.
How would you like to be on the air?
Guys, right on. I'd like to commend Matthew in Fort Worth for his keen insight and observation. I do oversing. And although I don't play the guitar, I will pick it up and whip anybody's ass with it.
I think he's dead wrong about all that. Mm-hmm. I've actually enjoyed having you riding shotgun the last couple days. I think you've done an admirable job. I don't think you oversing, but you are a sports credent.
Oversing.
Credent.
Yes.
All right, well.
Which is better than being a sports credent.
That's true. That's true. For sure. S-H-U-R-E.
Can I say this about what? You, Kevin? I'm very excited to
Hold
have
on.
You.
Hold on. I took my nuts off the table. Let me get them back on there so you can kick me some more.
I'm very excited to have you on the program today because I think today we have two quality segments out of the 12.
Which is two more than normal?
All right.
Yes.
I'm looking at it here and I don't...
If we can have two good segments a show, that is a kick-ass show. That's all I'm saying.
Is it?
Yes. And we have those two. Unless we already...
No, I think my standards might be a tad higher than
that. Oh, really?
Yeah.
All I shoot for is two.
Are you including E-News in there every day?
No. No, I do not. You never know with that segment. You just can't tell. I can't promise anything on that. But I can promise that the 510 and 550 segments are extremely high in quality.
All right. Well, you just take care of your two segments and let us worry about the rest, okay?
Well, no. I mean, you're going to be intricately involved in both, so you better shape up. Because if you ruin those two segments...
What, I'd better shape
up? I'm worried that we already blew Nerd Talk.
Yeah, we probably did.
In the meeting.
No, there'll be enough
plenty more.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's never as good as it is when we bring it up in there. That's what I hate about this show.
What, the meeting?
Yeah.
The hard line.
I mean, all of our good stuff goes on in there. And by the time we try to recreate it in here, we just can't.
Because you can cuss and work extremely blue.
You know what? I don't think we blew it in there.
No. We've just scraped the tip.
But at 5:10, we're unveiling a brand new segment, which I think could be a
table?
Yeah, probably for about a month.
Right. Well, that's a staple for us.
True, it is.
It is called...
In fact, if it's got a month of stay in power, it's way ahead of the curve.
It is called Hardline Punchline.
Hardline Punchline!
It involves a listener. So if you want to play, you got to call in. Not now, though.
Oh, they're going to be ringing off the hook.
Yeah. It's for wonderful prizes.
Damn good prizes.
And the rest of the show, you know what, man? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't either.
Oh, well.
Hey, it's always a crapshoot with the hard line. You don't know what you're going to get. It might be good. It might be terrible. And it'll probably be one or the other without any middle ground. Because that's the way we roll. And if you like it like that, fasten your seat belts and hold on tight. Because we're going to be all that, the bag of chips.
Yes, sir. We'll talk archery, badminton. Backgammon?
Kobe?
Damn right. Mm-hmm. Chinese checkers?
He didn't call me Kobe.
We're going to talk about it all.
We'll put in the drawers.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
And he never said, I'm going to pull down your drawers.
So I will.
People have come to us over the years and said, hey, man, you know what you ought to do? What you ought to do is take a bunch of P1s on a baseball trip.
Yeah.
And you know what we've always said? We've always said, man, we would love to do that. And then you know what happens after that? Nothing.
Sure.
Ever. But we have strung one together. We have strung a strong one together. And we will tell you how you can get in on it next. Now, be forewarned. This will cost you. But... if you're interested, stand by. We'll get right to this next here on The Ticket.